Hi, I'm Mark.
Welcome to Organized Fun, the board game podcast, where this week we've got another country bait episode where we're trying to lure in listeners from Albania. But as usual, business first. We did actually get a new listening territory, but it's not Afghanistan based on last week. It is Korea. So to the listeners from Korea, I'm going to say annyeonghaseyo. There you go.
Well, I suppose an extra country is one off the list.
It is one off the list.
Ones we have to go through.
Yes. Although I did think there's a bit of a cheat. I know Matt is on holiday in Korea, so I suspect it is Matt. But, you know, annyeonghaseyo to anyone in Korea who's listening. But there you go. So we are focusing on Albania today, which is in the Balkans, near Greece. There you go.
It's next in our alphabetical order of the countries.
Yes. Yes, it is. So what did you find out about Albanian board games, Mark?
Well, there's not a lot. It's difficult to find country-specific ones. They're more like traditional things. So there is one called... Oh, hold on. What's it called? Damn it. It's gone. Oh, yeah. Here we go. So there is one called Don't Get Mad.
Right.
It's a bit of a sort of a heritage game. So it was played...
What does that mean? A heritage game?
Well, so it was popular during Albania's communist times, 1944 to 1991. And in terms of an actual game, it is literally roll a dice and go across a board.
Oh, okay.
But I think from what I have read, there's, you know, obviously different like obstacles and things. And I think you're learning your cultural heritage and social traditions, you know, and historical values as you go along. So
less fun, more educational.
It is a bit of a heritage educational game, and I think it's been revived recently because I've just found like some Albanian heritage website where they've like said we've resurrected this game for like school kids to learn about their history and stuff. So probably not the most amazing game, but I found a card game called Merlan, which translates to storm.
Ooh.
Because it's supposed to be a fast moving game. So that is your standard deck of cards, and you have different combinations that you need to put down. So it's the first player to lose all of their cards. Four player game,
right?
The deck is distributed equally between the four. And so what you have to do, you have to put down either a single, double, triple, quadruple, or like a scale, you know, like 9, 10, 11, king, queen, you know, that kind of thing. You take it in turns, so because you've got quite a lot of cards each, so in your hands you put down one of those things. Yeah. And then the player that goes next has to put down the same amount of cards that you did, but a higher combination, like a higher rank.
So if you put down like four kings, no one could beat you.
Well, no, if you put down a quadruple,
then
the next person would have to either put a quadruple or a scale, if you see what I mean. Like either put four down.
Better than a quadruple.
Four down or five cards in a row, if you see what I mean. But if you can't go, if you can't do that, then you miss your go. So you want to get rid of your cards as quickly as possible. So the easiest, so if someone put down a double, like two fours, you would either have to put down another double or a triple or a quadruple. You couldn't put down a single card. You have to put something up higher.
Okay.
That's what I understand of it. So I think once you get the hang of it, it can be quite fast paced because you get through a deck of cards quite quickly between four people.
Stormy.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know how traditional that is. Apparently it's an Albanian card game. Why it came from Albania, I don't know. I don't know. With card games, it's weird because it tends to be like the same kind of game but just called something different in different countries rather than this was made by... I think it sounds quite good, actually.
Yeah. Too bad we need four people to play it. I did sneakily have a look. There is not a version of it on BGA or Tabletopia.
No, but there are some games set in Albania, are there not?
There are, sort of. So I did what I did last time and looked on Board Game Geek. It's only showing seven, but there's very... Okay, so again, the Balkans was involved in some fairly major wars. So there are, Albania, the epic Italian invasion of Greece, Balkan Gambit, 1943 to 1945, Balkan Gamble, the Balkan Wars, Prelude to Disaster, the First Balkan War, Maeder and Castel Nuovo, 1806, and the Normans, a revenge module for European warfare.
Why does these always have to be about war?
I don't know. But so...
It's all a bit of a downer, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, what looks the best one? I mean, some of the... That one, Balkan Gambit's got a picture of Winston Churchill on the the front cover. But also, on BoardGameGeek, we have to remember that anyone can upload their games. It doesn't have to be a proper game, i.e. the Biscuit game. You can just make up and add it onto BoardGameGeek for anyone to download. So these might not be like massive, big, proper distributed games.
Balkan Gambit is a military simulation exploring the alternative historical premise that the Allied powers have chosen to invade southern Europe via Greece, Albania, and Yugoslavia in the second half of World War II. Nothing like this actually happened, though the Allies went to great lengths to convince the Axis powers that such plans were intended in order to mislead them as to their true intentions. Fair enough. So we're looking at strategy, risky type sort of games, aren't we?
Yeah, but Balkan Gamble explores the hypothetical invasions of the Balkans during World War II.
So was the Balkans just a bit of a...
Why are people hypothetically having wars here?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so that's World War II, but here's one, 1912 to 1913, Prelude to Disaster. The countdown to World War I in the Balkans is an operational simulation of the two wars which were fought in the Balkans immediately prior to World War I. There are two scenarios, one each for the First Balkan War and the Second Balkan War. In the First War, Bulgaria, Serbia, Montenegro, and Greece fight the decaying Ottoman Empire for control of the Balkans. In the Second, Bulgaria fights its former allies for possession of the spoils from the just concluded conflict. God, guys, just sort it out.
Yeah, I want to go back after all the play that Heritage one. by the way, I forgot to say the Heritage one is called Don't Get Mad because it's supposed to be like you're not supposed to get stressed out with all the obstacles and things. You know, like don't get stressed.
Yeah. Don't cry.
Don't lose your cool, apparently. Okay. I'd rather play that, I think, than any sort of war risky type things. That's a shame. There isn't anything else interesting.
War game for four players simulates the Balkan War in 1912. One player is the Ottomans. The other three players are Serbia, Bulgaria, and Greece. So not Albania then. Is Albania just stuck in the middle?
Oh, okay. Hang on. I'm just going to send you a link here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It doesn't work.
What?
There was an online version of Don't Get Mad to try, but the link is broken.
Gutted. But yeah, there you go. Well, other than that, I mean, so obviously last time we found Pax Vermir, which was set in Afghanistan, and we played it, but there aren't any Albania-specific games available to play online, so we can't sample the delights of Albania.
I wouldn't want to play any of those anyway, actually.
They look a bit heavy.
They look really long and complicated.
Yeah.
And the designs just look very boring.
They don't look...
They look like actual war documents that you have to go through.
They don't look aesthetically pleasing for a gamer. They look, let's be as historically accurate as possible. This is a game that the pictures look like you might find them in like an actual war newspaper, don't they?
yeah, I don't know. Not keen on that. Sorry, no. People of Albania, but if you are listening and you know of any games in your country that are fun, then let us know.
Just let us know, guys. Come on.
Come on.
But yeah, well, that was a really, really quick... focus on Albania. Sorry, Albania, just be more interesting.
Yeah. Well, what country would be next that you haven't heard listened to?
Would be next? Oh, well, if you thought Albania was... Andorra will be next.
Who knows? Andorra could be the gaming capital of the world. And we just don't know it yet.
Could be. But there you go. Well, yeah, I've been Phil.
I've been Mark.
And remember, Non Relinquum in Arca Operculo. You can find us on Facebook at Organized Fun Pod. You can find us on X at Fun Organized, and hopefully you can find us in Albania. Thanks for listening. Bye, Ludophiles.
Bye.
Bye.
We'd like to thank you for flying with us today.